I'm going, walking up the King's Highway.
Everybody!
It's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven, walking up the King's Highway. If you're not walking, start while I'm talking. Walking up the King's Highway, there'll be a blessing you'll be confessing. Walking up the King's Highway,
everybody,
it's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven, walking up the
Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we open up his word. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we love you. We thank you for this service, the time we've had of rejoicing and praising in your presence. We just pray that you are blessed, Father, that our hearts are pure before you, washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we just praise you and thank you for our salvation. We thank you for your love for us, and we thank you for your spirit that works in us, helping us to become like Jesus. We love you, Lord. We just praise you. And now as we open up the word, we pray that you'd use it to convict us, to change us, to grow us, that we might become all that you want us to be. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for dying in our place that we might have eternal life. In Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen. 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 I love that song at Calvary, don't you? Doesn't that song just fit your life? Listen, years I spent in vanity and pride. We all have to wrestle with that pride, don't we? And before we came to know the Lord Jesus, we were just full of pride, weren't we? Buck tells story after story of how if somebody hurt his feelings or did him wrong, he was gonna punch them right back. He was gonna fight them back. And even though as Christians we might feel like doing that, we don't do it usually, do we? No, because the Holy Spirit holds us back. But we spent years in vanity and pride, caring not the Lord was crucified. We didn't understand why the story about Jesus hanging on a cross, paying the price for our sins. I heard the story over and over again, and it never meant anything to me until the Holy Ghost came and convicted me of sin. The sermon today is about sin. We as Christians hate sin, don't we? Beloved, if there's anybody here today that does not hate sin, then you probably don't know the Lord Jesus. If you are continuing in some kind of sin and you can't get free from it, you just do it over and over and over and you...
Come on.
You want to get free, but you can't, and you keep on doing it over and over and over. You might not know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. I remember when I was convicted of sin, I was 33 years old, but I felt like I was 83 years old. I felt like the world was on my shoulders. I felt like there was love no place. I couldn't find love anywhere. And the Lord met me. He knew it was time to open my eyes. Can you think back to the time when the Lord opened your eyes? When we're not even looking for him, we find him, don't we? He finds us. Well, he met me in a motel room in Fairfax, Virginia, And His Spirit convicted me of all the sin that had accumulated in my life. Lots of it. I won't go into detail because none of us like to hear about sin, do we? We don't need to hear about it. We all know about it. He brought it all out into the open. And it was just like I've told you before. It was like a daughter talking with her father. And my Heavenly Father was getting all the dirty laundry out of my life. Amen. And then He filled me to overflowing with His Spirit. I was born again April 4th, 1978, at the age of 33. And from that point on, I understood what sin was, and I learned to hate it.
Amen.
So that when I heard God's name taken in vain, for instance, I had to speak out and say something. Don't say that. That's wrong. You know, the Bible asks us as Christians to bring sin out to light so others will hear the truth. And there is a time to speak up. There's a time not to, but there is a time to speak up and tell others. But I hated sin because I knew what it had done in my life, how it was sending me straight to hell. I was separated from God before He came into my life. That's what sin does.
Come on.
Sin separates us from God.
Yes, yes.
The minute, if you are a Christian, the minute you do something wrong, you know it, don't you?
Yes.
The Holy Spirit in you says, uh-uh. And maybe you listen before you do something wrong. Hopefully you do. So that it's only a thought. And He nips it in the bud. And as obedient children, we say, yes, Lord. Sometimes we push past what the Holy Spirit is telling us. We get mad. We hang on to bitterness or anger. We say something we don't mean. Or we wish we hadn't said. We might mean it, but we wish we hadn't said it. And then the Holy Spirit says, you've got to go and make it right. You need to repent. We as Christians might sin, but we can't keep on sinning, can we? No. We've learned to hate sin. And the longer you're a Christian, I believe the more you hate it. You abhor it.
Right.
The next scripture, Pastor Buck, says, Psalm 97:10, ye that love the Lord hate evil.
Amen.
You know why we hate evil and we hate sin? Because it put our precious Savior on the cross. When we understood what He had done for us by dying on that cross and taken all of our sin in His body on that tree.
Come on.
And He was separated from God the Father, and He had done nothing to deserve that. When we realize the price He paid for us,
come on.
We fall in love with Him, don't we? When we realize how much He loves us, and we don't want to do anything more to hurt Him if we can possibly help it, we love the Lord, don't we? And then we hate evil. If you say, well, I don't love the Lord, then you need to seek His face and say, Lord Jesus, I don't understand what it is to love You. I love myself, and I love people that are good to me. But Jesus, I lack a love for You. That happened to me before I was born again, and I said, how do I love You with all of my heart? And He said, you look at me on the cross, dying in your place, taking the punishment for your sins so that you wouldn't have to suffer eternally in hell. And I fell in love with my Jesus. I fell in love with Him. You know, it reminds me of a book I read called Point Man. If any of you went to Vietnam, you knew there was a one man they sent out ahead who checked for mines that were hidden under the ground, just below the surface of the ground, so that the men behind wouldn't all be blown up. And if anyone was blown up, it was that point man, and the rest would be saved. And in this book, the writer, the Vietnam veteran, wrote, I learned who my point man is. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus took it all for us at that cross. And that's why we hate sin, don't we? We must not take it lightly, beloved. In Romans 12:9, Paul wrote, "Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good." If you're watching television and something comes on that is wrong, click that program off. Let your roommate know that you take a stand against evil. You know, I won't eat at Hardee's restaurant anymore because some of their ads are lewd and lascivious. They are sinful. And I wrote them. You know, they wouldn't know if I didn't go to Hardee's. It wouldn't hurt their budget one iota, probably. But I wrote to them. And I said, "You're a family restaurant. There are children that come and eat at Hardee's. And you show some of these lewd and lascivious ads on the television." I haven't seen any lately. Maybe other people did the same thing. We need to abhor evil.
Come on.
When Victoria's Secret put on a special program, I pray that, well, I know that any of you men in this room that maybe were tempted to watch that and said, "Well, nobody will know," or, "This is Victoria's Secret. They sell clothing for women. Maybe it's not so bad to watch." And you turned it on and watched it. That just destroys, the image that God has for women.
Come on,
women
now.
Shouldn't allow their bodies to be used that way.
Come on.
But you men, turn away from it, run from it, flee from it. If there are girls in the nursing homes that are coming on to you, turn away from it. Turn them to the Lord. Say, "This is wrong. Anything that is not of God is wrong. Anything that's not of faith, I can't break the law of God. That would be just hurting my Lord." Amen? And of course, the Bible warns against willful sinning. If you say, "Well, Lord Jesus, I know you suffered on that cross and died for me, but I don't care, and I'm going to go ahead and sin anyway because that's what I want to do." There is no forgiveness for that kind of sin. Beloved, I know that that is not true of any of us in this room because we understand what it would mean to willfully sin. We hate sin, don't we? We hate it, and we must hate it and speak out against it. Abhor, hate. That's just with you just can't stand to be around it. Cleave to that which is good. Cleave means stick yourself to it, glue yourself to it. Like a runner who's got his suit that's real tight on his thighs, and he's sweating, and it's stuck to him. Or when you go in swimming, you know how you come out and your suit's clinging to your legs? That's the way, that's what that word means. Cleave to the Lord. Hold tight to him. And 1 Peter 3, 10 through 11 says, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil." Stop evil. Don't speak evil. Speak good things. Speak loving things. "Refrain your tongue from evil and your lips that they speak no guile." Don't try to deceive somebody with your speech. Speak the truth. Mean
Amen.
What you say.
Amen.
Amen? Let people know that you're honest and that they can trust what you say. "Let him eschew evil." Now, I forgot to look that word up, but you know what I figure it means? It means to spit it out. Eschew evil and do good. Because Paul says, whatever is not of faith is sin. And we hate sin, don't we? If we have a problem with something in our lives, if there is some sin that seems to keep wrapping itself around our legs, whether it be worry, whether it be anger or bitterness towards someone, whether it be lust for women, whether it be, I don't know, the Lord will convict you and show you what it is, right? Jesus died to set us free from sin. Satan would have us believe that we have to give in to wrongdoing. Satan would have us believe that it's okay to feel sorry for ourselves and pity ourselves. Satan would have us believe that it's okay to complain about things and not be thankful. All those things, if it's not of faith, if it's not of belief in the Lord Jesus Christ and his Father, and that he's going to take care of us, that he's our shepherd, that he's always going to be there, we don't want to be like the Israelites who had to spend 40 years until they all died in the wilderness because they didn't believe God. Unbelief is sin. We think sin is maybe committing adultery or lying or stealing, but it's more than that. All of those sins come from not believing there is a God, and a God who's watching and who cares and who loves and who's going to bring judgment. So unbelief is the underlying worst thing. But we don't have that unbelief anymore. We have faith in the Lord Jesus. And when we're tempted to fear or worry, we know where to go, don't we? Jesus died on that cross and he set us free from that old sinful nature of unbelief, of selfishness, of pride. We don't have to give in to it anymore. We have the power in the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ in us. We're new creations in Christ. We do not keep on sinning, do we? We've been buried with him in baptism and we rise up again, a new creation, and we can be lights in this world. People ought to look at our lives and say, there's a Christian. There's somebody I want to be like. Yes. I want to know how they can withstand being in a nursing home. I want to know how they can keep following the Lord Jesus when they lose their loved ones. I want to know how they can have peace, how they can be calm in situations that where they've just heard they're gonna have a leg taken off, that they still can praise the Lord. I want to know their God. Amen? Amen. We're running out of time, so I'm just going to run to 1 John, where John gives us this good news that we don't have to give in to sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin.
Yes.
Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him.
Mama.
If you've got the Lord Jesus in your heart, you cannot continually sin. You might sin a little here or there, but the Holy Spirit brings you right back to where you need to be. You repent and go on, right? Was it Barney Fife that said, nip it, nip it? And that's what the Holy Ghost does in our lives. He nips it and brings us back to where we need to be so that we can shine. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have the power in the Spirit of the Lord Jesus to overcome anything: alcohol, smoking, cocaine, drugs, wrong thinking, bitterness, unforgiveness. Anything we can overcome if we'll abide in the Lord Jesus Christ and let his Spirit have his way in us, and others will see and be drawn to the Lord Jesus. So, beloved, we're going to hate sin, aren't we? We're going to allow the Lord to nip it. We're going to be obedient so that others will see the Lord Jesus in our lives. And we're going to praise him and thank him that we don't have to give in to sin anymore.
Amen.
We are freed from it. He set me free. If we had that song, we'd all sing it right now. Once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. Then Jesus came. Then Jesus came.
And listened to me.
Lord, save me. And glory to God, he set me free.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Is there anybody here today that needs to be set free, that wants to turn their life over to the Lord Jesus, that realizes the Lord Jesus paid the price for sin? You don't have to suffer an eternity in hell. All you need to do is believe. And if your faith is small, say, Lord, help my unbelief. Help me to see and to understand. I want to be with you eternally. I want to experience love and peace and joy. Amen. Is there anybody here that's not sure that they're a Christian? Is there anybody that's not sure they're born again and you'd like to be born again today? We'll pray with you. Anybody? You've all asked the Lord into your hearts. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're the family of God and we abhor sin. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And you know what? Buck and I pray for all of you every day that your faith will remain strong. Pastor Buck, you want to close us in prayer? We love you all so much, so much. Thank you, Joseph.
Wow. Did anybody get anything out of today? I want to tell you something that hit me right between the eyes. It hit me right between the eyes. And it gave me a scripture. I can't improve on her message, but I can add to what God put in my heart. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And folks, this is a little scary, but I want to tell you something. Just a couple more minutes. I want everybody to listen. This is a scary thing. And I wouldn't tell you wrong, but God spoke to my heart and said, there's people in this church that know they're doing wrong. And they keep doing wrong. And they act like there's nothing wrong. But God spoke to my heart and said that he is tired of people that says they belong to him and keep doing the things that they know they shouldn't be doing. And he says, according to the word, my spirit will not always strive with a person. Now that scared me back there, because he says there's people in this church that are doing things they know is wrong and they keep doing it anyway. And I'm saying this to you, sin separates us from God. I've got a son standing right there that can tell you when I was out in sin that it cost me my family. I have a daughter that hadn't spoke to me in over 17 years that lives an hour and a half from here. That's what sin does. Sin destroys your family. It destroys relationship with your friends. Sin even makes you not like yourself. Pastor Nikki, I wasn't trying to add anything to it except, you know what? When we have church, God ought to be speaking to your heart. And when he spoke to my heart, sitting right back there, that he's got people in this church that go ahead and do things that they know is wrong, he's tired of it, I think that ought to get your attention because it's got mine. I tell you, you don't want the hammer of God to fall on you. No, you don't. No, you don't want the hammer. And I tell you what, if I can scare the hell out of you, I'll do it. Sin is hell. Sin is torment. And you can't carry Jesus Christ around in your heart and carry that sin, whatever it is. And I pray if I'm doing something wrong, God will show me. I'll get down on my knees. I'll repent. I'll go to that person. I'll make it right. Because I do not care one little bit for sin. I hate it. Don't y'all? Amen. Father, thank you for speaking to your church today, your people. Speaking to my heart. Now, God, you said there was people in this church that was doing things and they knew it was wrong and they keep doing it. God, have mercy on us all. Help us to repent and turn from that and do it no more. Get us home safe, Lord, that we get back here next Sunday and hear some more good preaching. In Jesus' name. Pastor Tommy preaches next Sunday. So we'll see y'all. May God bless you. Nikki, do you have a CD of last Sunday for Jimmy?